JNM After Midnight.
All right, welcome back to another smooth, jazzy, news-breaking episode in JNM After Midnight. Where are we? After Midnight. We're also in that famous fictional Chinese restaurant in Los Angeles, California, right on the edge of Hollywood. I'm Tyler, and across the booth from me is none other than the founder, notjustnewmovies.com, and editor at geeknation.com, Ben Pearson. How's it going, Ben?
Tyler, I'm doing well. I'm really appreciating the sultry quality of your voice this evening.
Well, you know, I try to bring it. I'm a little, not hungover, but sometimes when you drink, you get that sultry voice. And I might be one of those people today.
Right, there we go.
I'm not drunk currently, but I was drunk yesterday.
Unless you can get drunk off of the egg drop soup that I just saw you slam in one massive gulp, which was impressive, by the way.
Delicious. I think I added way too much sodium and salt to that. You know, you go for home, man. Go big or go home.
Yep. Or one of my favorite taglines of the summer is Pacific Rim. The tagline is "Go big or go extinct." It's like, all right, I like the way that they just took that to its logical conclusion.
Yeah, it's like you're not going home. Your species is actually going away.
Yeah, you're being eradicated.
Very nice. Well, as we usually do on the NJNM After Midnight, we'd like to say hi to all our Geek Tyrant listeners. If you're tuning in from that website. We all know the caliber of that particular website, don't we, Ben? Very good.
Oh, yeah.
We just bring up, or Ben brings up, and I comment on, little bits of movie news, just kind of setting you up for the week, kind of a central location in audio form of all the movie news you may come across during the week. So let's break that down. Worthwhile stories. Ben, what's the first item you have for us?
Yeah, I've got a few today. One really interesting one is... the people at 20th Century Fox have been talking about doing an Independence Day sequel for years at this point. Little rumors here and there, like, oh, maybe we're interested, and then at one point it was going to be like a new trilogy, and then at one point it was going to be two movies shot back-to-back. But anyway, this week, Roland Emmerich, the director of the original Independence Day, is going, I guess... announced, or maybe 20th Century Fox announced in conjunction with Emmerich, that they are reuniting for Independence Day 2, and they've already given it a release date of July 3rd, 2015, which is, I believe, 19 years after the original movie came out.
Hey, not bad.
Which is kind of crazy. But
they did it with Indiana Jones.
Yeah, and that turned out really terribly, but hopefully...
Who says?
Everyone.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hopefully Independence Day 2 will be a little bit better. What we know so far is that Will Smith will likely not be returning. I'm fairly confident he won't be coming back, but we do know that Bill Pullman will be reprising his role as the now former president of the United States.
I was about to say, if he's still president, they don't have the same rules as we do.
Right, yeah.
Non-consecutive terms in office.
Consecutive terms, man. Yeah, they've redefined the political spectrum. I think, from what I understand, the movie is actually supposed to take place about 20 years after, you know, the events of the first one. So they're kind of keeping a regular semblance of a timeline there. And then earlier in May, I think Roland Emmerich was talking a little bit about his idea for the movie and stuff, and he said, I'm going to quote here from a piece at slashfilm.com, that Jermaine Lussier, or Lucier, who's a former guest on our Not Just New Movies podcast, he wrote up this piece, and Emmerich said... that's actually what we talked a lot about, the mythology of why did the aliens come in the first place? What's the bigger story of this whole thing? We talked a lot about swarm intelligence, and the humans are individual intelligence. Even though we kill each other and have wars against each other, we have something special. We have this domino human spirit. I think he might have meant to say indomitable human spirit. to believe in good and overcoming enemies. And it's a little bit about that. And when you get a bigger mythology going, I think then you have the chance to do not only one or two or three, but you can create a series, and that's what we want to do. So I assume he's talking about a series of movies, a series of stories, I guess, and for future Independence Day sequels. And yeah, the kind of loose, I guess, rumored plot of this next Independence Day 2, this installment, is that the aliens finally return to Earth 20 years later after getting
they brought some backup.
Yeah, getting reinforcements and coming back for revenge for the atrocities that Jeff Goldblum and Will Smith committed on them and destroying the mothership. So, Tyler, what do you think about Independence Day 2?
Welcome to Earth, Ben. That's all I got to say. No, just kidding.
What will, I guess, oh man, I'm trying to think of, you can't say welcome to Earth because they've already been there, I guess, right?
Welcome back to Earth?
Yeah, maybe. Welcome back to Earth. Maybe that'll be like the tagline or something.
Probably.
But also, if Will Smith isn't in it, can you have Bill Pullman say that line and it be relatively believable or cool or memorable in any way? I don't know.
Did Jeff Goldblum survived, right?
Yes, he survived.
It was Cousin Eddie that didn't survive.
No, it was... Oh, yes, yeah, you're right. What's his name? Randy Quaid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't think he's working for Hollywood anymore.
Yeah, I don't think
he's
so.
He's officially been disbanded.
He's had some issues over the past few years, but...
sure enough.
I think there's going to be a spot for Jeff Goldblum in the sequel. I don't understand why you wouldn't put him in there. Sure. And this is something that I've been talking about with... or I had mentioned with... talked on Twitter a little bit about with Matt Patches, who's another former guest on our podcast. We really want the guy who plays, I can't remember the character's name now, but the actor is Harvey Fierstein. He's the guy who's like, David, that guy. Because there's a scene in Independence Day where it implies that he dies, but you never actually physically see him die on screen. So I really hope that they somehow, bring him in as like a surprise cameo appearance and then have to write this like extremely convoluted way of how he ended up surviving.
That seems pretty ridiculous.
Oh yeah, very much so. But that's why I want to see
again, it. Yeah. I mean, how different is Emmerich that's probably going to do it again?
Oh, yeah, same director.
I feel like his movies are all kind of the... And I haven't seen a lot of his newer ones. Like, I didn't see 2012. Mm-hmm. Is White House Down his?
It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was another one he did recently? What was last year's Emmerich?
10,000 BC, and he did The Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah, I've seen that one. That's one actually pretty good. But I feel like... I don't know. I think maybe if they did take it in, like, an alien-centric direction, it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Instead of just doing the rehashing, like, oh, they're back. Burk, yeah, burk.
There was actually, before Prometheus came out, when it was still being, when that movie was still kind of being touted as like a traditional prequel to Alien,
right.
I guess opposed to whatever it actually ended up being was kind of a quasi prequel to Alien. But anyway, there were rumors that were essentially saying that, the Alien prequel might be only about the aliens and there would be no human characters or dialogue in the entire movie, which would be,
that's gonna be artistic.
A really ballsy, yeah, artistic choice. But potentially fascinating. So, I mean, I seriously doubt that Roland Emmerich is going to go that route, especially if it's already been confirmed that Bill Pullman is coming back.
Right.
Unless it's Bill Pullman inside an alien suit doing no dialogue.
Wait, he's been an alien the whole time?
No, I was going to say
him. Pulling a G.I. Joe where the infiltrator is the president. Spoiler.
Yeah, so, I don't know, Independence Day 2, I guess that's going to be coming out summer of 2015, which that year is getting insane already. Like, you've got Avengers sequel coming out then, you've got the rebirth of Star Wars live-action movies coming out then, you've got Pirates 5, you've got just, like, tons and tons of blockbusters. It's going to be pretty nuts, so.
Do you think there might be a new Superman by then?
Yeah, that's another possibility. The sequel for Man of Steel and or a Justice League movie, because DC has been talking about Warner Brothers / DC has been talking about how they want to do a Justice League movie first instead of taking the Marvel route and like building up to it. They want to do Justice League movie relatively quickly and then launch spin-off movies after that. Use that as kind of a jumping off point instead
of... That's
kind of
smart, but...
So.
A lot of those characters are, as we've seen already, lost on the American populace.
Yeah, but I mean...
Some things just need to stay in the comic books, I feel like, after seeing, like, Green Lantern and these other movies come out. That
I think Flash would be a good one.
Yeah, maybe.
That
I feel like it would...
The character's interesting, and the power is something that America is relatively familiar with. Like, super speed is easy to wrap your head around instead of Green Lantern, where it's like you have to go in and really be willing to buy a lot of things when you see that movie. Like, okay, there are massive... It's like a space opera where a dying alien... First of all, we're not alone in the universe. A dying alien, you know, gives this guy... a ring. He can conjure up anything that he can imagine, and like the ring takes the form. Like, there's a lantern that charges it. It's just like,
I feel like
a lot of things
that there was too much. I mean, everybody was going to say this, but there's probably 2.5 movies in that one. Like, the first movie could have easily just been him with the ring and not knowing where it came from, or you know, that the Green Lantern Corps even existed, and then.
Yeah,
could have continued it on and been like, oh, okay, people understand how the lantern works, so let's go ahead and introduce the other 100,000 lanterns that exist, and then go to like this far off world.
Yeah,
that was piss poorly made. I'm sorry. As much as I love Green Lantern the character, piss poor. Yeah. I think I disagree with a lot of the creative team. I know people like schlob the knob of like Geoff Johns and the. DiDio and is that other guy?
The He's metaphorical like the, knob, of course.
No, they physically do it. Have you ever been to those conventions? They literally like, and what's his name? I don't know. He's like the artist. There's like
Geoff Johns.
No, Geoff Johns, Dan DiDio, and then there's the artist. Geoff Johns is kind of like a fighter.
Jim Lee.
Jim Lee, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to figure things out from the top.
All right, well, speaking of superhero movies, the next item on our list here is news came out earlier this week that Marvel has signed or Robert Downey Jr. has signed a 2-movie deal with Marvel to continue playing the character of Tony Stark / Iron Man, and he will return in The Avengers 2 and The Avengers 3, but not Iron Man 4. So Iron Man 4... is not really on Marvel's upcoming slate, I guess.
So, wait a second.
Yes.
No Iron Man 4?
That's correct, yeah.
I think that could work. Like, maybe they should start focusing on the other characters since Iron Man already has 3 movies.
Exactly, yeah. And I think that's what's going to happen. You'll probably get Thor 3 and Captain America 3 coming up in the next few years. Maybe those might come before the Avengers 3, I'm guessing. That's just a guess on my part.
The third installment before Avengers 3, yeah.
Yeah, because you got the second installment coming out this year, and Avengers 3 probably won't come out until like 2018 or something. So
ridiculous.
I think that's real.
I was really upset that because I loved that Captain America movie, but I loved it simply because it took place like in the past, like that whole world. I feel like we're missing out on a lot of that because we froze him and took him back into the future. So if they could, they could make like a Captain America. But see, it's hard to do with because they kind of covered most of the official history in that one movie.
Yeah.
Maybe they could send him back in time.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe Captain America 3 is him going back to that period.
I think Alex Ross did something like that where the Avengers met with the Avengers of the 40s. So there were technically 2 Captain Americas at the same time.
Oh, man. Multiple Captain America.
Yes, exactly.
So yeah, what do you think about Downey coming back? There was a lot of speculation after Iron Man 3 or around the time that Iron Man 3 came out where Downey was kind of posturing in the press about how he was done playing the character and like, you know, he kind of wanted to do different things and stuff like that. What do you think about him coming back for Avengers 2 and 3?
He's like an integral part of the whole thing that they're doing.
Yeah.
And I think maybe they should give him like a break every once in a while, because this guy, he's been playing this, like, every time they're done filming a movie, he has to start filming another one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with directors like Nolan, they're like, oh, we want you to do another Batman, but we'll let you do this, too. Like,
yeah.
And then he did Inception. I think they just need to be kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Considerate of the actor's time off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give him a year, give him 2 years before you start another movie, and just kind of use that time to do, like, a Captain America or a Thor or whatever.
Right.
Because then I think he's going to be more prone, because once you go and do your own thing, then you'll be like, oh, you know, maybe I can... It gives them time to think about how to reinvent the character.
Or yeah, and they won't be so burned out.
Yeah, that too. And so he might come up with something, like, because I feel like he's a smart guy, so he might have his own Tony Stark story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. Maybe he'd have, like, a hand in the story writing or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, just give these guys time, because, you know, I want them in the movies, but I don't want them, like you said, to get burned out, because then it's just unenjoyable to see them on screen, because you can kind of tell.
Yeah.
Like Natalie Portman in Star Wars, where she was just, like, you could just tell she just hated playing that character.
And just going through the motions.
Yeah, probably because, you know, you have to film these movies over the course of, like, however long, 5-6 years.
Yeah.
With Lord of the Rings, it's a little different, because I guess they do them all at the same time.
Right.
But they're not... The Marvel isn't doing it like that.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if they did, like, 3 Avengers movies all at once. But I think that would have been, like... I think every digital artist would die.
Yeah, that would be, like, the most labor-intensive series.
They'd just become, like, Videodrome. Like, just be sucked into the computer.
Yep.
But yeah, I think he should come back, but I think they should also give him some time off so that he can recharge.
Yeah, and there was some speculation, like, Kevin Feige, the president of Marvel, was saying that a couple years ago that Iron Man, like, Downey is Iron Man, but Downey is not always going to be Iron Man. And just because he doesn't play that character doesn't mean that Marvel's not going to keep making money off of that character. So,
sure.
You know, he kind of equated him to James Bond in that way. Like, Tony Stark is a character, and even though, you know, Connery is widely considered the best Bond, like, it's still, that character lived on beyond the actor. So,
most people think it's Pierce Brosnan, but okay, I'll let that pass.
Tony Stark will eventually be played by somebody else. I'm just glad that that Downey will stick around for the big movies that matter, you know, the Avengers movies.
So. Maybe they should just, like, the Tony Stark story is done being told, and so all they need is just Iron Man in the suit, so you never actually see Tony Stark's face ever again.
Interesting.
They could just be like, we need Iron Man. He'll just come with his mask on and all that.
And he just waves silently, never says anything.
Well, the computer voice could just be, you know,
it could just be Jarvis.
Yeah, or no. It could just be somebody else, yeah.
Or they could just pull lines from all of the other Marvel movies that Downey has done. And just
like when Chef, comes back in South Park, and he just says stuff from previous episodes.
Yep. All right. So,
wait, next... you want Robert Downey Jr. back too, right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I am interested in the concept of somebody else playing Tony Stark because of how closely we've come to associate Downey's, like, off-screen persona with that of Tony Stark.
Yeah, people need
and
to
I just want
to
know, like, what kind of direction that series will go and whether or not they'll do, like, a direct reboot or something once they end up recasting it. But luckily, that's years and years away, so we don't have to worry about that for quite some time.
We did it with Spider-Man, but of course that required a reboot. I don't think it should have, but
right. And
could have just easily just kept writing stories by replacing the actors.
Yeah,
it happens literally all the time.
That is actually a good segue because that transitions us into the next story that I wanted to mention, which is Sony has announced that there will be not only The Amazing Spider-Man 2, which comes out. I think in 2014, so it's next year. Yeah, May 2nd, 2014 is when the Amazing Spider-Man 2 comes out. But so there's that movie, and then there's going to be 3 more Spider-Man movies wow. after that in the same universe. I think also leading into the year 2018, which is just insane. Or wait, no, I'm sorry, I misspoke. Two more Spider-Man movies after that.
That's what I figured. So I thought I read the article on this.
Four total amazing Spider-Man movies, I guess, if you will, with Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man. And the thing that's funny about it is that he's going to be 35 when the last movie comes out, and he's like still in high school or whatever right. in this current one. So it's just like the amount of time that's going to be spanned in this franchise, like they really should have cast somebody younger.
Wasn't he young when they did cast him? Wasn't he like 22? No,
he was old. He was like 27 or something. Yeah. He was like the oldest choice by far from what I remember. They had like younger guys, like one of the guys from the Hunger Games or something that was up for the role. And he was like actually age appropriate for, you know, like high school or close to it. Andrew Garfield was like, yeah, 25, 26, 27 or something when they ended up casting him for The Amazing Spider-Man. But anyway, the actual news bit is that in addition to all of those sequels coming out, Shailene Woodley, who is an actress that she played one of George Clooney's daughters in The Descendants, and she's in this movie called The Spectacular Now that's coming out later this summer that's really, really good, and she is amazing in it. She was cast as Mary Jane Watson in Amazing Spider-Man 2, and now she's not going to be in the movie. Like, the character is being completely cut out from that film, and they're going to introduce her in The Amazing Spider-Man 3, which comes out in 2016. So
in 2, they're still in high school, basically.
I don't know if they're still in high school or if they, like, graduate or something, but, yeah, it's going to be a continuation of the Peter Parker-Gwen Stacy story, and a spoiler alert for the comics, Gwen Stacy dies Spider-Man lore, and everybody was assuming, like, oh, in this Amazing Spider-Man 2, she's going to die, and then Mary Jane is just going to kind of ride in and replace her as immediately replace her as the love interest. So now people are wondering, like, oh, does this mean that Gwen Stacy's actually going to die in this movie, or are they going to, like, delay her death until The Amazing Spider-Man 3? Who knows? But anyway, that's not happening. Also, the part that kind of bums me out about this is that Shailene Woodley is a really, really great actress, and I thought she would have made a perfect Mary Jane, but because they cut her character out of this movie, and she had shot like 3 days or something already, so they're just going to completely scrap that footage, and then they're going to like rewrite the script or rework the story or whatever, so where she comes in the third movie, where Mary Jane comes in the third movie, but because they're doing that, Shailene Woodley might not be available to play that character then, so they might have to recast that role entirely, because Woodley's going to be busy doing her own kind of Hunger Games-esque franchise called Divergent that comes out sometime. I think Divergent, the first one, might come out this year, and then there's going to be sequels to that, you know, just like the Hunger Games and blah, blah, blah. So
there's where the money needs to be made, right there. I'm just going to write like a Spider-Man / Hunger Games-esque
the
story.
Spider-Games.
The Spider-Games, there it goes. Ben, you just got co-writer credit.
All right.
And yeah, we're just going to sell it to any studio that will offer us more than $1 million. Which probably won't be hard, considering what's bought nowadays.
Yeah.
And we got a winner on our hands.
Yeah, so that's...
The Spider-Games.
That's a bummer for Shailene Woodley.
Did she get paid for the 3 days?
I'm sure she got paid for the time that
she... You think she signed a contract? Do you think they have to pay on the contract?
You know, I'm not sure about how that kind of thing would work.
Let's have her on. Let's bring her on.
Because presumably actors these days sign on for, you know, like 3 movie deals every time.
Mm-hmm.
But there's probably some sort of clause in there, you know, like an escape clause, if you will. Santa Claus 2, the escape clause. where, you know...
That one was awful. I don't know why I didn't like that. The Santa Claus 1, a spectacular movie.
Yep.
And then they just took a huge dump. What is it, like 10 years later with Santa Claus 2?
I don't know.
And then I actually saw Santa Claus 3, which...
Is that the one with Jack Frost?
Yeah.
Is Jack Frost?
Yeah. Oh. That one actually is pretty good. He's pretty funny in most stuff. But wow. Santa Claus 2 is just bad.
All right, so let's move on to the last thing that we wanted to talk about today.
So Spider-Man 2, 3, and 4, are you... Man, how old are we going to be when those come out?
I don't know.
Probably well over into our 40s.
How old are we going to be in 2018? I don't know.
Oh, that's not too far away.
I don't do math, so...
Over 30.
Leave it alone. Yeah, definitely over 30. Okay, so the last one, last piece of news, for me anyways, is potentially the most exciting. I don't know if this is going to happen. This is still a rumor. But a report at Examiner.com this week suggested that The Rock might actually be starring opposite Arnold Schwarzenegger in the upcoming Terminator 5.
Wow.
So the interesting thing about this, the most interesting thing about this, is that Schwarzenegger would not be playing, theoretically, if all of this, if this rumor is to be believed, Schwarzenegger would not be playing the Terminator, because this movie would be a prequel set in the days of Sarah Connor's parents, marking the first time Terminators have been sent back in time
to kill
a character that existed before both John and Sarah Connor, and Schwarzenegger might not play the role of the machine, but a potentially heroic human figure in or close to the Connor family. The Rock would be the new Terminator.
I had some thoughts on Terminator 5.
Yes, I believe you did a Terminator 5, Indiana Jones 5 crossover?
Yeah, it would be a crossover film, but that's not even the point I wanted to make, but let's go into that first. So they're going back to Sarah Connor's parents.
Yes.
Because that's where my trailer went, too.
Oh, interesting.
So the parents of Sarah Connor were actually Mutt, Indiana Jones' son, and another girl. And, so the Terminators are sent back to the 50s, early 60s, where Indiana Jones and Mutt are hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to destroy them because they're the ones that create Sarah.
Yeah, because Mutt ultimately sires Sarah.
So I need to get paid somehow. Because that was my idea. Secondly, is it in the? I feel like was it in the Terminator Ride, where they introduce this general that they base the T-800 off of, like the look of the general?
It was I think it was a deleted scene from Terminator 3.
Okay.
Rise of the Machines, where Schwarzenegger plays a human character.
Yes.
That it's in like a Skynet training video or something that these guys are watching. That like the Claire Danes' dad is like a general at Skynet in the third movie, and like he and a bunch of other people are like watching this video or something that explains the creation of Skynet and like some of the robotic properties that they're working on and stuff like that. And yeah, Schwarzenegger has he plays multiple roles in Terminator 3, but that scene ended up getting cut. And I think it's in like the bonus footage or bonus features or whatever.
I think that's where they should go with it. Cause then they could introduce Schwarzenegger, but then that would have to be like a close to Judgment Day film. If they're going far back.
Well, yeah, the thing about it is like, if Terminator 5 kept going along the same timeline and Schwarzenegger returned as the Terminator, it wouldn't make any sense why Skynet would create a 65-year-old man, as a killing machine.
But I'm saying in Terminator 5, he would be that general, so he's older, but they're like, oh, maybe he's been in the military for like 30 years or something.
Right.
So they base the T-800 off of him in his younger days, but he's still in the movie as a human, as the general. I think it will work.
Yeah.
And then The Rock could be like whatever.
Like a new.
The scientist that builds the T-800.
Yeah.
Okay. So if they're sending Terminators back to like the 60s for Sarah.
This is all alleged.
I know.
It says, it would pose, let's see.
But would they send back T-800? Like, what era of the Terminator manufacturing timeline
That's
are we sending robots back?
It would be the few, like, I think, in my mind, and we all know how kind of messed up the Terminator timeline is.
But it works.
I would say that this is going to take place, theoretically, like the Skynet, the robot uprising, is after Terminator Salvation, right? And
wait, no, after Terminator Salvation, they're already fighting the robots, right?
Yeah. So I'm saying the Skynet portion of the story takes place after Terminator Salvation, and the robots come up with the idea to create the Rock as a robot, as a Terminator,
okay,
and send him back yes. to the 40s or yes. 50s, you know, to get the Connor family before Sarah is born.
Maybe he could be the T-900, because...
Yeah, yeah.
Because that would be the next logical... That would be between the T-800 and the T-1000. Because in Terminator 3, it was like the T-1000X or something.
It was just the TX, I think. Oh, that was right. Christiana Loken. Yeah.
That was hot stuff.
Why did
McConaughey show up?
I am just thrilled about the remote possibility of The Rock being involved in the Terminator franchise in yes. any way, let alone becoming the actual, like, the new Terminator. Because yes. eventually you can just phase Schwarzenegger out of things if you want to.
Yeah, I don't want to, Ben. I don't want to see that phase out.
But he's getting so old. This franchise wants
did
to
you
continue.
See The Last Stand?
I did, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was good.
Quoted in its marketing campaign.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Nice job.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one, but
yeah, that's the kind of stuff we're gonna see. Now, again, I agree that he can't play the Terminator because mm-hmm. why would you send back a 65-year-old Terminator? But maybe they did it like an undercover thing where they're like, oh, we'll just make him an old man. No, but yeah. Okay, now there's something that conflicts with our story because in Terminator Salvation, they're working on the T-800. But I guess later in that timeline, they could come up with the T-900 and send it back.
Yeah.
So let's say they're fight like 20 years after or 10 years after.
Or maybe what Salvation. They could do is just discount or like pretend that Terminator Salvation never happened.
Oh, I hate when they do that. But okay, I'm with you.
That movie was just so bad and it just kind of confounded things like to an unnecessary.
I kind of like that it did that, though. That's exactly what we needed. Because the Sarah Connor Chronicles did the same thing.
It wasn't the Terminator movie we deserved, but it was the one we needed.
Harvey Dent. No, I like the idea that they were experimenting with humans to create a human-esque Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was badass. Because you never get to see that part.
Right.
And then the whole freaking... were like the slow moving robots, like the ones that didn't really get it yet.
Yeah.
Those are kind of scary, those real sturdy ones that can't move very fast.
Yeah.
I don't know, I have to go watch it again, but I don't feel like... I feel like everything Terminator related I kind of enjoy.
Yeah, I know you're a big fan, so... I would encourage people to go to the solarsentinel.blogspot.com and check out our Terminator Omnibus from years ago.
There's there's one post that you did on the ride, and then the other Terminator. Oh, and then we did one on the show too at the Solar Sentinel.
Yep, the Sarah Connor Chronicles, and then we did
the movies.
Like thoughts on the trailer of Terminator Salvation.
That's right.
That was like right when it came out, and we were like, "Oh my god, this movie is gonna be amazing!" Amazeballs.
And then on notjustthemovies.com we did the movies.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dig it.
It was what do we call it?
Countdown something. From Judgment Day.
Right, yeah, it was something confusing.
We were going backwards. Because we started with, we started with 3 and moved down. We did 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Because the movies count up, but we went back. Which kind of makes sense, because you go 3, 2, 1, that's a countdown.
Yeah.
Chronologically, though, we went backwards.
Yeah.
So. Check out that Terminator 5 trailer. I'll post that in the show notes.
Nice.
Pretty badass.
Yeah, so that's all I got for this week, Tyler.
All right, well, we got a couple things to think about this week, Ben. And if you wanted to leave us thoughts on Independence Day 2, Avengers 2 and 3, Spider-Man 2, 3 and 4, or The Rock and The Terminator, you can go ahead and send us an email at notjustnewmovies@gmail.com. Is that right, Ben?
I think so, yeah.
You can also follow us on Twitter at NJNM Podcast. We've revamped that to make it look like an After Midnight themed Twitter account now.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben, tell the folks where they can find your work.
You guys can find me every day at geeknation.com. And you can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/BenPears, BenPears.
Got to follow that. He posts links to his reviews. So check that out. Ben, you can find me and you as always, not only on After Midnight, but also on the Five Cash Podcast, where we break down super awesome top five lists.
Yep.
Are they going to be the same? Are they going to be vastly different? Well, you got to find out. Got to tune in and listen. You can find both the Five Cash Podcast on iTunes and also After Midnight on iTunes. You just got to type in NJNM After Midnight. And the next time you want your weekly dish of cinematic journalism, stay up late with us on NJNM After Midnight. Safe journeys.